Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
1,000.
No plane.
What?
Lieutenant.
No.
Draw by post.
On.
Stop turning that dial. That's right. You tuned in correctly. This is another week, Wednesday. This is Taino Radio. And guess what? You know what that means. This is the time.
Put the needle on the record.
Wait up. Hold on. No, it's not time to scratch now. That's later on. This is Taino Radio. This is Wednesday night. We're here once again. This is the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. We got Indy 41 waiting to get in. But like always, okay, like always, you know what's going to happen now. I'm looking at the record right now. I'm looking at it really, really carefully because guess what? Tanakh Audi. Once again, we're back, the Indigenous Power Hour Activism Show. And guess who I have with me today, always, every Wednesday night. Used to be on Fridays, but guess what? It's Indy 41. What's up?
Welcome. Welcome, relative. Thank you, Mr. Santa Corey Ramos. Ramos.
Hey. Thank you so much.
For joining us, coming in, and just staying in touch, getting in touch, being, you know, Indigenous. Every day is a good day to be Indigenous. And I don't know, I still got goosebumps from, you know, Northern Cree songs. Can't go wrong with that.
Always,
that's not medicine, you know?
They're always with us. They're always with us, giving us that good medicine, right?
Well, you know, something I wanted to remind listeners of is, you know, our guest not that long ago, Kristen McKay, you know, she is always talking about bringing, you know, her 10,000 grandmothers with us, with her, you know, in whatever she does. And so that was something I wanted to you know, elaborate on, because, you know, relative, you know, there's always strength in numbers, always strength. But imagine that. Exactly. Imagine that, though. Put it in that perspective, because that's really what happens when we come together in solidarity, you know, when we hang up our egos, when we hang up, you know, whatever, you know, might trip us up or down, or what we can't let go. Who knows, you know? But imagine that. So you've got the solidarity of us individually, right? But then, by Kristen McKay, you go and bring your 10,000 grandmothers, grandfathers with you. You know, all this, that we are suffering and the trauma and you know, lessons learned, not learned, it all stops when we say so. You know, all this oppression stops when we say so. So how about it, relatives? Let's get it together, you know, come together. Solidarity is the way. And again, Santa Corey, thank you for sharing this platform with me. You know, I am Chichong, Minnesota, and also woman, you know, and that right there, we've got to have solidarity amongst our brothers and sisters, because we got a job to do, you know, we got a job to do, and we are not nothing without each other. So, you know, let's keep striving towards that. And we the truth, Indigenous, you know?
That's right. Well, talking about solidarity, I looked at the records again, the stats. And check this out. Go all the way from down under. We got New Zealand. That's right. The great Maori nation looks like they're tuning in. We got Australia. We got Japan and some other Asian countries are listening. Can you believe that? We're in Asia, man. I know they're sleeping right now, but I want to dedicate this hip-hop song to those Asian brothers and sisters out there. Check it out. We got India. India, that's right, man. That's the original Indians, according to Columbus, right? Yeah, he got it. Yeah, well, you know, he got lost, but it's all right. But check this out. We got all those European countries checking in. We got Italy, Finland, Norway, Germany. Can you believe it? They're downloading our shows, man. We got Ireland. We got Ireland. We got the Anglo-Saxons in the United Kingdom. Can you believe that? Whoa.
So here's the
we got
top,
Nigeria.
We got relatives
we got Nigeria.
All over. We got relatives
we got Nigeria.
All
Yep. And we got, listen, since day one, Morocco has been with us. And Turtle Island, they're always tuning in, man. First place always, Turtle Island. Great nation, Canada, a great indigenous country out there in Canada. The Caribbean, how can I forget? We got Puerto Rico, Borinquen, Quisqueya La Bella, Dominican Republic. We got Jamaica. Jamaica is, and right now is in fourth place. Little Island, Jamaica, compared to all these countries, they're in fourth place. That's amazing. Mexico, Mexica Nation, that's right, they're tuning in, they're tuning in. And wow, and listen, I can't believe this. Maybe next week I'll get a sample of their hip-hop songs. But Russia has been in there, man. Russia's tuning in. So I know they're all sleeping now, whatever, but that's the roll call, man. The solidarity right there. They want to learn, right? They want to learn what's going down. What's going
well,
down?
You know,
we're teaching
you,
them.
And if you need learning, let it be known that it's a relative there. So there is life past.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Where you reside.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling, you know, yucky and whatever inside,
right?
Go outside.
Wow.
That's my tip.
That's it.
Go outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing,
you know,
better than having that, you know, having that contact,
yeah,
with the sun and you know, putting bare feet in the ground, you know, grounding yourself back to mother, the Unsi mother, you know?
That's right.
That's
right.
I like it.
You know, don't fall asleep on the Italians. Italy, I was reading a story about when the first Italians came to New York City, right?
Yeah.
The same,
yeah,
policies were in place against the Italians. That's where the whole stereotype of that stereotype name of the Guinea came in. And they had the Roman Church in New York, actually, Roman Catholic Church, paid a lot of money from the government to teach these new immigrant Italians, right, how to be American, to leave the old ways back in Italy, the old ways, that means the farming, medicinal plants, and all that stuff, you know?
Culture.
And they were like, culture, said, no, you got to teach them how to be Americans now. But according to the story, check this out. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Whatever poor priest was preaching this whole colonization bit, they killed him. These immigrants killed the priest. It caused a riot. They killed the priest. So I guess they were like, wait, hold on. You ain't messing with us, man.
So,
history, New York City history.
Yeah, and here's some more New York history for you. You know, the whole organization of gangs actually came from Italian and Irish, you know, immigrants.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole,
immigrants,
you know,
right?
That whole mentality. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's something we picked from them. They would pass out flyers, broken arm, $3. Oh, you want a leg broke because they owe you money? That's $4.50. You know? Literally.
Right.
Flyers.
Damn.
But notice, too,
wow, man,
you know,
good.
When COVID hit, it hit them pretty bad. And I'm going to tell you, I believe it's because of how, you know, intact they remain as a nation, as people, as culture, as, you know, who they are overall. You know, it's very hard, you know, you don't really see too many not following the ways. I mean, of course, yeah, we could go into this, but, you know, we got a great guest tonight. Let's talk about that. Oh, something relatives I need to speak back on is, okay, these boarding school numbers. We've got plenty of false information going around about the numbers for our residential rediscoveries, okay? And I told you I would I would do some more research, get my numbers right, and whatever. And so I did find that there were 186 unmarked graves at Carswell. So this is what I wanted to say is I wonder if the reason why we keep getting these, well, besides, you know, they want to hide the truth, okay, reason why it's important for us to get it right is so that we can take care of our own right, do what is needed to receive these little warriors, you know, receive these babies, you know. We don't want them going, you know, miscounted. You know, we don't want any of that. And this is, again, something that we will pass down in our trauma, in our DNA, and in our history. And I don't want to burden us with false numbers. You know, even though okay. We got the rock and the backbone to bear it, that survivor's guilt don't belong to us. That's what we've had. That's been in us. That's what we've been suffering from all this time. But what we haven't had is the truth, you know, making its way. So these are rediscovered relatives, rediscovered. And this is what I want you all to remember is that Unsi Maka, Mother Earth, she received them and she's held them safely till we could find them.
Nice.
Don't forget them. That. You know, this won't stop until they all come home. Just like our missing sisters, just like our brothers, you know, and this won't stop until every single one of them come home. So,
mm-hmm. It's
a message to them predators. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's
God and Godspeed. You know what I mean? Your God or your higher power finds you because, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to keep relatives, you know, keep them in a place we can not unleash or you know, remind you of who we are.
Right.
Remember to remember who we are. So.
You know, it was interesting. I want to add something to that. For any Taino listeners out there, or indigenous in general, 1992, the Caribbean held a huge bash, you know. They call it this 500-year anniversary of the discovery of the Americas. They do a big bash. It was so big, the Pope came, you know, went to the Dominican Republic, gave some guest appearances, and there was parties all night long, right? And guess what? During the whole partying, festivals, and celebrating Columbus, they, in one construction site, they found some bones. Most likely was a burial site. It was a burial site they found. So they had to halt the construction and got the scientists, you know, archaeologists, whatever. But they damaged the bones so bad that no museum wanted them. You understand? That's how bad they destroyed this burial site.
You know, found out about those folks is that was a practice. Remember, we touched on this stuff a little not long ago about that was the practice of doing business. Many businesses and palaces were built upon children's sacrificed children. Mm. That's how they would, you know, come to their higher being and ask for that blessing or that whatever for the success of whatever it was that they were building there. So,
But
remember that.
And it was interesting. Yeah, man. But the thing that was interesting in 92, eventually got into the hands of geneticists. His name was Professor Cruzado. And he's a professor in one of the universities in Puerto Rico. So he took the bones and he got a grant from NASA to do genetic testing on these bones that were you know, just destroyed, man, you know. And that led, that led to an explosion of research, because what happened was he had like 8-9 students with him, right? You know, interns, PhD interns. And guess what happened?
What?
He took DNA from those students, modern Puerto Rican students, you know, all different. Some were redheads, some were, you know, black skin, brown skin, white skin, and he matched the DNA with them. You know, he matched DNAs, samples. It came out close to 69% match on the maternal line. And that just blew his mind. Like, what? You know, ancient burial site, and we have my students matching only 69%? So that led the whole research. So what am I saying? Don't fall asleep on these burial sites. 1992, they're partying hard with Columbus, and the bones resurrected, right? They resurrected.
Yeah, they did.
They resurrected. They're all coming. They're all coming out, man. That's it. We got to listen to our ancestors. They're joining. They're joining in. They're showing
Absolutely.
Us the way.
Absolutely.
So, yep. But check this out. There's a lot of people leading the way, especially in the Native Indigenous hip hop, right? Like yours truly here for one. So listen, this let's hook it up, man. Let's get ready. Get ready and introduce our next guests, keeping that momentum going, the special gifted people that are coming in and sharing their love for culture, man. So
right,
I believe he's on the line. He's live. So 4-1, take it away.
We've got Stan Jotty. Hello. Hello. Hello.
I think he's live. I think he's live.
Hey, yo.
Stan Jotty. Spooky Lou. Spooky Lou's around.
I'm
yo, we didn't have a paranormal show this week. What's up? Okay, let me see. 4-1, take it away. I'm going to see if I can get him, okay? Hold on. I'm going to put myself on hold. I'll be back, all right?
All right. Let's do this. So, while we wait, this is helping bring, you know, more knowledge and more, you know, unity. It gives us some, you know, it gives us something else to be proud of. You know, we've got the Indigenous Entertainment Magazine coming out soon. That's Richie Ladrigo, big, big blessings, you know, with Indigenous Warriors. So, your girl got a feature, and hey, guess who else is going to bless that magazine? Your boy, Stan Jotty, going to bless that. We've got, Savelle the Native, he too will be appearing in that first issue. So, you know, I am extremely, you know, just feeling blessed and accepting. And that's, you know, that's that healing, you know. When
hello, 4-1?
Yeah,
we're having some problems. Yeah, we're having some problems. I wonder if you can reach out to him.
Okay. And what do you want me to? Okay.
Yeah, just reach out to him and I'll play a song, okay? How about that?
All right, that'll work.
All right, let me look at the archives here. Let me look at the archives. See if we get a nice song while you get in touch, okay?
How about Honor the People? Play that one. Or
Honor
whatever. Whatever you want.
Hold on a second. Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm speechless. I'm looking for my records here. You know what? I love this song. This is from those teenagers up in Canada, the Highway song. So I'm going to play that again, okay? While we'll set this interview up.
I like that one too. That's a good one.
Found my escape every time I prayed. Sometimes cried, I wish I died and prayed to the creator for a different life. I was born here and want to live it right. The pain we have need to give it light.
Been upset in situations and the aggression comes and goes. I'm bothered by how my nation has been bullied and controlled. Living here has been so hard and there's a road that leads to tears. Will the promises come through or will the lies continue here?
There's a highway of love. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. But your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's dead. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Learn to stand tall and show respect. Appreciate my loved ones and hold my head up high. I'm not afraid of feeling pride. Try to listen close so you can learn about a healing tribe. No drama in my heart and in honor of the missing. I will not be torn apart from the way that I've been thinking. I found a little courage and made all my decisions. Respect is what I'm learning and I'm trying to be the difference.
My head's me feeling good. I feel I could go places. We stay connected and hang out. My school is where I feel safest. Any fear that I may have disappears when I am dreaming. Friends and family help me out. They bring me up when I'm struggling.
Memories of a stolen past with a bright future, no going back. Let's build a home where we can hope and laugh.
Slaughter slip.
Another told me that. Let's be a voice to remain in silence. We use it today and afraid of rising for the men and women who are facing violence. This road of palms, let's change and find it.
The highway of smoke. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. Look, your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's dead. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
Break through the cycles and only one. If you're looking for some courage and you're searching for some strength, sing. We're mindful of our culture, we're protectors of our world, singing. We respect all living things and we're defenders of the earth, singing.
There's a highway of song. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. Look, your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's dead. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live. There's a highway of hope. Take us to the promised land. There are many who are lost. We've been waiting on this chance. Look, your life is going downhill. Just fall down. Your family's dead. We can hold on and be proud and bring hope back to where we live.
All right, man, that song always gets to me. We can't forget these children. Out in the highway, we get abducted, get kidnapped, killed, murdered. It's not right. But check it out, 4-1, can you hear me?
Yes, I
sound
can hear
check.
You.
Sound check. All
okay.
right, man. We have our next guest, our special guest, feature guest tonight. And I'm putting them live right now. 401, go for it. Introduce our next guest.
All right. We got indigenous hip-hop artist and now adding acting to his resume besides his other gifts. We got Sten Jotty.
Kinch J is this. Don't go. It's Sten Jotty. Jaha Jeff Gados. Hello, how are you doing? Sten Jotty is what they call me. I'm a Muscogee Creek Nation, Coxsackie Clan of Oklahoma, and my people are of the Arbica Stomping Grounds. And thank you for having me. Blessings, blessings to all my relations in all four corners and all directions.
Wow. Mabrika, welcome to Taino Radio.
Aho, aho. Thank you for having me.
All right, awesome. Take it away, April.
Well, why don't you give us the rundown, you know, introduce yourself, you know, well, you know, Taino Nation or Taino Radio is out of New York, and we just gave a rundown of our listeners, and we've got them in China, we've got them, our third runner-up is Jamaica, you know, so we're global. Let them know about you. Let, you know, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Sten Jotty. Again, I'm Muscogee Creek from Oklahoma, and I'm a hip-hop artist and two artists by trade, and a husband, a father. And now I'm an actor, you know, first time. So that's pretty cool. And, yeah, I mean, I'm an advocate for all indigenous issues across the board pretty much. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And, you know, you've got your own business as well, your tattoo studio, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I own my own tattoo shop. Like I say, I'm a tattoo artist, and I opened that up about 5 years ago. And, yeah, still open, still doing tattoos every day, pretty much if I'm not doing something else with music or, you know, moving around with the family and visiting different communities. I'm pretty much in that tattoo shop daily, putting out ink, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've done a lot in you know, many different areas, you know, indigenous areas, you know, but, you know, what's it like with, I mean, because I believe, you know, that all indigenous cast series that you landed on, has your episode played yet?
Yeah, episode 4 played last week. They're up to episode 5 now.
Okay,
I was
that
on
was
episode.
Well, because I don't have Netflix, so I've been catching it, you know, from, you know, other people. And I seen you in the store. Asking
yeah,
me,
yeah.
Yeah, about your son.
So it's on,
you know,
it's,
how old is he now?
It's on FX and Hulu. If you want to stream it, it's on FX and Hulu right now. And it just hit Disney Plus Star Channel for outside the United States, like Canada, Australia, and, you know, overseas there and, like, all those other countries. So, yeah, it's went global now just today. So, yeah, if you guys want to stream it, if you're outside the United States, Disney Plus is Star Channel. You could check it out. And, yeah, if you're in the States, it's on FX on Hulu, so you can stream it through
cool.
there.
Wait,
yeah.
You said
yeah.
Disney Plus?
Yeah, Disney Plus. Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
I mean, okay.
I got Disney Plus.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a Jedi Knight, man. I got to see my Star Wars fix, so I got to check that out.
Yeah, yeah. It's for outside the United States for Disney Plus. Like I said, within the states, it's on Hulu.
So
It's on Hulu within the states. But if you're outside the United States, they have Disney offers the Star Channel for outside the United States. So if you're like in, you know, like I said, if you're in Canada or Mexico or like Australia or something like that, like you can stream it through Disney Plus's Star Channel.
Nice.
You know, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. He's also, you know, he's a NAMI winner too, you know.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, this is an honor.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
talk
this
about
is an
it.
Honor, man.
Yeah, I got nominated in 2017 for Best Hip Hop Album of the Year and went in that year for my album Seventh Generation Prophecy, which is kind of, it's just kind of a homage to the situation that happened in Standing Rock, and a lot of the bros that are actually featured on the album, you know, they were warriors on the front ground, on the front lines there on the ground, you know, and, you know, I got a lot of their, I got a lot of that energy on there. I got a lot of their, you know, firsthand accounts of them dealing with the Morton County Sheriff to, you know, the military situation that went on out there to, you know, the dogs and the mace and the water cannons and, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, that album went really well and, you know, a lot of the people loved it. So, you know, ended up taking that home as a NAMI and, you know, it, yes, I won it. Technically, it was my album, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we all kind of won with that album, you know, and
absolutely.
And then the following year, I went back with Felipe Rose, part of the Village People, and we had did a dance song together, and I contributed a hip-hop verse to his dance song, and it ended up getting nominated for Best Dance Song of the Year in 2018,
whoa.
And we actually won that one as well.
What?
So I actually have two
awesome.
NAMIs. And
yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope. And, you know,
you
just
know
always working on
dope?
The stuff.
It is just, you know, what you said, you know, that, yeah, I did, you know, but it was for us. But, you know, even more importantly, I know you had dedicated it's your mom.
Yeah, definitely. We lost her the year I won the first NAMI. We lost her in March of that year. And so me and my wife had to fly up to Buffalo, New York. And, you know, we had my mom in our hearts and in our minds and in our prayers the whole time we were there, you know, because, you know, she even came with us in the urn, you know what I mean? So, you know, I brought her ashes
yeah.
with me. And I think that energy pretty much, you know, solidified the win for me, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And you know, what I like is, you know, we need to have more examples of showing that respect to our mothers, to our women, to our wives, you know, because you have no problem, you know, speaking on your family or, you know, being in pics, you know, showing them off. And that's something that, you know, a lot of us missed out on. We don't know, you know, what family is, you know, because
mm-hmm.
of what we've gone through as people. And so, you know, we have a lot of youth, you know, and, you know, there's a difference between being a indigenous artist, rap artist, and being a indigenous rapper. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, you know, you can just be someone indigenous rapping. And that's not the energy that you bring in your, you know, your music, you know, and that's something that needs, you know, we need to, you know, be shown an example, you know, because we've got a lot of our own walking around with, you know, false prides and thinking they're bulletproof, you know, and
yeah.
their guns, unfortunately, are turned on us, on each other, instead of the other way. So that's what
yeah,
I mean by
that's a big deal. That's a big stipulation in a lot of the things that we do as Indigenous people, because, you know, like you touched on, you know, at the end of the day, it's an identity crisis that we all go through, really, as we've
right.
grown up without correct representation across the
right.
board, from, you know, music to film to just everyday cartoons for our children to, you know, I mean, we're still kind of coming out of that situation where, you know, it was only 1978 where we were able to actually be Indian again and do our ceremonies and sing our songs without, you know, persecution of the United States government. We're still kind of coming out of that. I mean, that was my dad's generation, man. Like, he graduated in like 78 or 79, right? So, like, you know, that's my dad's generation right there. So, you know, when people go to talking about us in this past form where, oh, this was 100 years ago, you know, this trauma was just, you know, handed me down by my dad, you know, and him, his trauma handed down by his dad and his mom and his grandparents and so on and so forth. And when we talk about Oklahoma Nation natives, it was only in the 1836 is when they started to walk, you know, to Oklahoma. And at the end of the day, it's like, that's only like four or five generations back. I mean, you know, there's still some elders right now that can remember the actual stories of the walk, you know, that were probably maybe even babies, you know, when it was that way in the 90s or the 80s when my great grandma was alive and stuff. And it's like, these stories are real, you know, the residential schools were real, and that's about family. And that's why we don't really have that understanding what a real family should be, because we were all ripped apart from ours, and we're still trying to puzzle those things back together in 2021. And you know, that's all I'm trying to do, is just kind of set an example for my daughters. And if everybody else is kind of viewing from the sidelines or, you know, seeing these things, it's not that I'm trying to do, you know, I am trying to do that, but I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to be a good dad and a good husband. And I'm just trying to show them that what a real man should be. And, you know, I've had my own traumas with my own father, you know what I mean? And I mean, okay relationship now, and he's back in my life, you know, and he's seen his granddaughters and stuff, and that's a good thing. But, you know, we've went through our problems, and, you know, them are traumas that we all have to deal with. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you can either choose to be what you were around, or you can choose to rise above and be better than what you were presented. And personally, you know, I thank my father for the situations that I had to go through, because without him, you know, leaving and putting me in that situation, I wouldn't be who I am today, you know, for my kids and for my wife, and, you know, for the people out there listening. And, you know, so I'm just grateful for just the situation. And I think our youth out there need to realize that too, you know, that, you know, the things you're going through right now are just building you into this stronger human, you know, and to never give up, you know. And that's just kind of what I try to push out there, in that type of energy, man.
That's great.
That is. And that is what, because, you know, our healing, you know, I've talked about this in past, shows, it's about taking accountability as well, you know, because that healing process that we begin begins the healing process for our fathers, for our mothers, for their mothers, their fathers, you know, for our ancestors. And, you know, all of this begins with us, you know, and, you know, I've, in the past, I've said this, I still, you know, holds true, is we have to take accountability even for 1491. You know, because I had an issue recently where, you know, I was having an issue dealing with things that I couldn't control. I had three brothers, you know, three of them, you know, commit suicide. One was live on Facebook. Fortunate, he did have enough followers that they were able to cut him down. And I went into the sweat, you know, to get that off me. But I asked for no ancestors to come in because I couldn't bear their trauma, you know, because that, you know, I've got to begin my healing in order to ask, you know, so that they can have their healing, you know. And so we got to have that accountability, you know. We were just discussing earlier.
It's all about accountability at the end of the day, too. Like, I'm not perfect by any means whatsoever. And before I have started this whole journey into change in my life, I mean, at some points back in the day, you know, I was that bad guy, man, that, you know, I treated women bad, and I've done that before. And, you know, I sold the drugs, and I've been addicted, and I was alcoholic, and, you know, the whole nine, man. And I've done jail time, and yeah, I mean, I say that. I tell my story in my music as well. It's definitely something that I think a lot of us, certain natives out there that hold themselves on this high horse or podium or whatever you want to call it, man, because they're the all-knowing and they understand and they're these healers or whatever the case may be, and they look down on people like us that has had issues and problems with, you know, suicide attempts. I've been there in those dark times. I've been there in those dark holes where I didn't think I was going to get out of it. And, you know, sometimes those type of guys, they like to use that stuff against you, and they like to bring those things up. And, you know, if you're not willing to admit your wrongs, and verbally say it out loud and, you know, show remorse, you can only pretend for so long, you know. I mean, real warriors walk in a different way, and we don't need to have this pretend perfectness of ourselves. We know we're flawed, and we know we're scarred. You know, I have a broken arrow tattooed over my eye because, you know, I am a broken arrow, but I'm still trying to fly straight, you know.
Nice.
And,
I like that.
I think a lot of us don't understand that. And I think that's where a lot of intertribal hate comes from, lateral hate comes from.
Right.
Is that colonized mind that says, you know, you have to be this way or that way, or I'm better than you, or I know more than you, or whatever the case is, man. And I think that finally I'm feeling the youth kind of rising above that and breaking that glass of those stipulations. We our perceptions right now as adults, you know, if you're 30 years old or older, we still live with those issues, you know, maybe between each other and stuff. But I think these young kids, man, it's going to be setting a new example, a new way that those old little disagreements or those boundary lines that we've put between other indigenous peoples and how we judge each other, I think they're starting to come down slowly but surely with the youth and their open-minded thinking. And I think that if we can just raise our kids that way, that I think our people will rise above even higher than what I think we're even expecting. I think that we need to have faith in the youth, and it's time to start listening to them instead of telling them, you know, what they should be doing. I think it's time to start listening to the youth, and, you know, maybe they'll have some good input as well.
We need to bridge that gap between our elders and our legacy, you know, our ancestors and our legacy, you know what I mean? Because I know exactly what you're talking about, and you know, with what we've been through as people, you know, a lot wasn't passed down. They picked and choose who they gave, you know, knowledge to or pass those stories on to. And you're right with the whole colonized mind. They also, you know, would turn their nose up, you know, if the blood quantum, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't care, you know, if you got a drop in you. And honestly, being indigenous, it's more than just blood, you know what I mean? So I...
Yeah, being indigenous is definitely the way you live your life, you know, the way that you perceive life and the way that you engage other humans and the world, period, you know, from the two-legged to the insects to the earth, to the sky, fire, water, everything. I think that if you live in that realm where you're respecting everything, no matter where they're from, whether you be indigenous or non-indigenous, that I think that that's going to keep you in tune with good energy constantly. And, you know, if you come with that judgmental mindset, and again, that's a colonized thing, man. Like, you know, they gave some situations to others that they didn't give to others, like you said, and it's a who had it worse type of scenario, or who got the better deal, who got the better handshake, you know.
Well,
and,
you know, you're already growing up, you know, with that, you know. But should you be mixed, you know, or you know what I mean? Nothing hurts worse being, you know, denied by your own. You know what I mean? That just further.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm half white, man. My mama's white. She's Irish and German, and you know, I mean, coming up as a kid, I mean, I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s and stuff, so it's like coming up then, you know, you used to get teased by your friends or your homies because you're half white, or yeah, your family members even, you know, your cousins are like, "Oh, you're just so white boy," or whatever, and it's like,
or you're too Indian
day,
for the other side.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. And then you go to the white side of your family reunion, and, you know, you're just that dark kid that's chilling in a big, big reunion of white people, you know. And it's just, so I know both sides, you know.
Yeah.
I know both people very well. I know white people very well, and I know Native people very well. And, you know, I love my mother. I love my wife. I love all my white homeboys and friends and my family and all that. It's just, you know, looking out of my front door, you know, looking at me, I'm just not a white boy. You know what I mean? And I have to live in that. I have to live that way. And the first perception that most people see me, it's not going to be, "Hey, he's half white," or, you know, unless I'm maybe in a – indigenous community, and they might be like, oh, I think he probably half white. You know, it's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, man, it's like you got to own who you are. You got to be who you are and never be afraid to be who you are, no matter what anyone says. Or, you know, you just got to live your life and keep your smiles for you. And, you know, be selective on who you give your smiles and cries to, because that's all you got, you know.
Your energy, all that. You can't be mindful of who you let touch you, who you touch, you know. So So here at Taino Radio, Dan, Daddy, we will ask DJ Santa Cruz Ramos to spin a record to introduce, you know, one of your songs, because you've got two of them. Introduce whichever one, and then just say, can you spin that record, DJ Santa Cruz?
Yeah. Let's go with we're gonna go with Going So Hard, and that record is it was done a few years ago when I started my health journey, and
that's another thing I wanted to you know, say something about is your physical transition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're wearing it. Not only, you know, not often do, you know, when we're beginning that healing process, is it something visual that you could see? You know what I mean? So
yeah,
sometimes people will, you know, they're still drinking, they're still drugging, they're still doing it. Or you get what I'm saying? Because they can't see a physical transition, and sometimes that has nothing to do with what's going on, but that's what they've labeled you as, you know. Your transition, you know, and healing, you know, is more than just on the inside, because it's radiating on the outside as well. And big up, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I appreciate it.
Because it's like you're a totally different person. At least from what you got to understand, I just only know you as the artist on the outside. You know what I mean? Like a coworker. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it, at the end of the day, like I said, we lost my mom back in 2017, and you know, now in hindsight, looking back, you know, I was pretty depressed. My family was going through a lot, and we were trying to smile through it. And then a year and a half later, me and my wife went through an issue where we lost our son, and that kind of put extra pressure on us. And, you know, we kind of went down that dark hole a little bit more. And luckily I got back to ceremony, and I got back to sweating, and tried to really change my energy up, and looking at my kids and really thinking differently on just an outlook of life. I mean, death has kind of always been around me my whole life, but you know, those last two really hit me really hard, and so it had me really thinking about my mortality a lot, and looking at my daughters and thinking if I'm going to be there for them in the future. If I'm, you know, I may be there for my oldest daughter's, you know, graduation, marriage, baby or something, but will I be there for my youngest daughter's graduation, marriage, baby? And so those things went through my head. So I didn't really need a doctor to tell me I needed to get healthy or going to have a heart attack or something. I didn't have anybody, you know, slap me upside the head and say, hey, man, you need to do this or anything other than myself, you know. And I think it was just something inside of me that was telling me that you need to be a true warrior and to be healthy for your family and be there as long as you possibly can.
Oh,
and
Introduced into your medicine. You got introduced to your medicine.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know,
I like that.
That's what it was. That's real clear. I mean, that's because you know when sometimes people, Santa Cruz, we were just talking about this, about, you know, there's no shaman, there's no medicine woman, there's no medicine man, there's no whatever, you know, that you can go visit, you know, like the colonized mind believes that you go visit this counselor and do some counseling and cure yourself, or go see this doctor and this doctor will cure you.
Right.
You know? No,
right.
That cure is within, and that's, wow, that's nice. That's nice.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what this kind of song, this is what the song is about. It's kind of just kind of pretty much saying, you know, why everybody's out here wondering how come, you know, this is why I'm going so hard, you know, and that's the song title. It's because everybody's at the time was just hitting me up like, oh, well, what are you doing? And why are you doing this? And how are you doing it? And what's the secret? And all these things. And at the end of the day, man, there is no secret, right? It's just do what you know you're supposed to do and stop doing what you know you're supposed to not do. And if you want change, it's like anything else, you have to be disciplined. Without discipline, you're nothing, you know. Without discipline, you'll just give up at every little detour, right? Like, you just give up because you don't have discipline to push through it. And that's what you really kind of need. You kind of have to focus your mind into the raw, primal things that you want out of your life.
And
try to attack it, you know, as well and as best as you can, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And, you know, they say you got to meet God halfway most of the time. And I say that's probably a lie to keep people complacent, because at the end of the day, you have to go like 99.9% of the way and meet God, like let God just do that one little percent and show you the door, right? Like, you have to do the 99.9%. There ain't no halfway about nothing. You know?
Nothing. No halfway about nothing.
That's
you know?
It. So, well, yeah. So, play that record, DJ.
DJ Santa Cory, you got
DJ
that record?
Santa.
Oh, man, check this out. Hold on a second. My mic just went dead. What the? What? This is the second time this happened. The Men in Black. Hold on a second.
It might be the Men in Black. They don't like us talking like this.
Oh, yeah. No. And you know what? We get shows shut down.
True.
Yeah.
It keeps getting stuck. And true story, man. When the minute you said U.S. government, my phone went dead. Not only did my mic go dead, but my phone went dead. I had to call back in. So that really happens. So they're playing games, bro.
No, man. They already fucking. Oh, my bad. I don't know if I can cuss, but they already messing
with
me
could.
All the time, bro. Yeah, they fucking my shit all the time. I'm always getting locked out of my stuff. My wife's like, why do they mess with you all the time? Like, they always canceling your videos and stopping your posts. And I'm like, because they'll be hating on a native, saying that real shit.
They
that's why.
The truth. They hating on your medicine. You know what I mean? And that.
Yeah, man.
Did you get it together, DJ Santa Cory?
Yeah, let's try it again. I signed up the record one more time, straight out the gate. Hopefully the men in, I told the Men in Black to chill out, man. I got some music for you over there. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. type shit too, to the youth. Yeah, fuck. I'm tripping these beats. While my haters do beats. I'm hitting these beats. They call the police. They tell us to leave, yeah.
Oh, man.
They really hearing my every bar. Life on the edge, you be going too far. Astronauts zooming, I'm suiting for stars. And I'm calling the guard. I'm leveling up on my energy. My energy. Records are breaking, I'm setting these laws. Facing the crash with my cracks in the jaws. Tattoo music, and we going so hard. Don't step on my lawn when I'm mowing my yard. I don't want none of your bitches to talk. Money on money, you living so large. House of the cards, yeah. I don't need none of those models. It's popping those bottles in public jacuzzis. For private jacuzzi, your product so boozy. Me, I come from the bottom, no luxury. Family and homies and hustling. Struggling, yeah. Struggling, yeah. Then you wonder why I'm out here and I'm going so hard. Watch out for snakes in the rack. Those friends are stabbing the back. Haters are highly mad. No love, the blood in the cash. I don't need none of that shit that you see in the movies. Your shit is so floozy. You making me woozy. No, I don't fuck with you. No, I can't fuck with you. 5150, my warriors will last. Got my heart all on the dash. 2020, yeah, these arrows will blast. Boy, don't make me light up your ass. I'm talking about real shit.
Song I just played, it almost got cut out three times, man. I had to go quick on it. Oh, man, these men in black, they're messing up. They're trying to mess it up.
So, yeah, with the next track, it's really a track with, it's really a track with Reservation Dogs, and how it all come about is really the character I play is a Native American rapper that is kind of not really available to his son as of late, and you know, he came up on this supposed song. We created the song for the character, and he was supposedly to blow up off of this song, so he takes off to California and hopes he's going to become this big rapper, right? And that doesn't necessarily happen. And but the song was created in a way where, you know, it plays on that issue that a lot of us Native kids have went through. And it played on that, you know, the father figure kind of dipping out for his own reasonings. And, you know, I know there's a lot of youth out there that can relate, you know, from a parent that is kind of absent in their life, whether it be a father or a mother or whatever, and, or both, you know. we're out there dealing with that struggle. And, you know, I think the TV show definitely hones in on that issue. But besides the issue of all that, I think the song is pretty dope. It's funny. And it definitely caters to our indigenous people who love their fry bread, man.
the support you got behind that song.
I witnessed that firsthand
because we seen the Sister Red Dawn Foster, you know, pump it. We seen Leah with a Red Rose Recovery with White Bison. You know what I mean? We had Billy Mills, you know, promoting Reservation Dogs as well, you know, and, you know, so you're doing.
Yeah, it's getting crazy right now about that whole song. And, you know, at the end of the day,
because, you know,
I'm all
first,
about
when
health.
When I first heard it, I was like, you know, and then I was like, wait a minute. This is alright. You know what I mean? Like,
that was the point of the song, kind of. It was supposed to be kind of corny and catchy and, like, make you laugh a little bit with the little bars that I put in there that, you know, Native people would laugh.
It's Native humor. You know what I mean?
I still wanted it to be a banger, though. So I still attacked it as if it was one of my, you know, actual songs. You know,
it's all through the song. Even the little how you're, you know, shaking, or you know how that is in the video. It shines through. Yeah.
And I definitely wanted people to know that, you know, that this is a universal song. A lot of indigenous people, not just Oklahoma natives, rock it like that. And you know, I think that's going to be the relatable bridge is shows like this. The gap that you were speaking about between the elders and the youth and just the gap between nation to nation relationships and tribal relationships and reconnecting natives to traditional natives, to urban natives, to, you know, heavy metal natives, to rocking, you know, to country natives. Doesn't matter. You know, all of us, I think, and shows like this continue into the future. You know, this is just the first, step on we're so excited, and I know we're jumping on board with this whole thing, but it's almost like this is just the first one. Wait. Until you start seeing us in action movies, you start seeing us in drama films, you know, and winning Oscars. And just wait, man, because I really feel like these are the things that are going to bridge that gap, that are going to show us that we're more related in our lives than we really realize. And that alone feeling or that alone mentality that we all kind of come up with, that we feel alone in our problems, I think shows like this is going to help us to realize that, you know, we're not alone and we all go through human problems. You know, whether you're indigenous or non-indigenous, we all go through these issues. And it's just humanizing us in a way where, you know, like I said, the representation is going to be there for us now, and that we can see ourselves in a actual modern light, and we're not looking at ourselves in the 1800s or on football mascot teams or cartoons that are just so racist you just can't even deal with it.
Well, the stereotype, but also what else this creates is and takes back, because, you know, we've got to decolonize. And in that decolonization process, you know, there's about 8 areas, but entertainment and, you know, just with what Sterling, you know, did with creating, you know,
writing this, his cast, you know, and it being the first indigenous, you know, what is that term when it's, you know, when it's marketed, it's not just like a Sundance when it's, you know, out there mainstream, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
This is
the very first mainstream situation.
Syndicated, you know, almost, you know.
In all of probably the United States. I know that Canada and stuff have some indigenous shows and indigenous companies and radio stations and TV shows, but here in the States, it's the first time in history, you know. And I think that we're setting a precedent we're setting the bar, really, that you're not going to be able to bring
nothing less.
You're not going to be able to bring those 1800 Indians on horses scripts to directors anymore. And if you try to bring something like that to a director, probably going to turn it down from now on. Because it's not going to be an indigenous director directing it or writing it, right? We're setting a different bar from now on, and that's really the premise in this. Like you said, you know, we're decolonizing this situation where we're changing the outlook of what Hollywood thinks we should be on a screen or in front of a camera, We're flipping that shit upside down in all which ways, right? Like with this show. We're playing on the stereotypes that people want, that they expect to see us do, right? What it is is that they did the whole shock value with the previews, and all you really kind of seen is these kids like being these thieves and stealing from people off of the res, and you see these kids just being little criminals. And so that was the point, right? Taika Waititi and Sterling Harjo, that was the point. It was to make you cringe on why this is, oh, my God, they're going to think we're just a bunch of heathen thief reservation dogs. Oh, my goodness. We're just, they're going to think of us this way. And at the end of the day, like, I hate to say it, but, I was one of those kids, man, that broke into cars, that stole stereos, that did stupid shit. And, in Oklahoma, we did it. I can't speak on everybody else's tribes and everybody else's reses or nothing. But what I went through as a kid, this is definitely 100% depiction of our dumbasses. At the end of the day, if you watch the first episode, this is where we flip that stereotype upside down, is where halfway through the episode, the lead character, Bear, has a conscience, right? He starts to talk to his little homies, and he's like, yo, guys, I know we're trying to do this in for us, and we're trying to do this to get out of here, but what if we're really the bad guys of this town? Right, so like
he's also
the
your
accountability,
son in this series.
Right?
Yeah,
the accountability starts to come in, and the remorse, and the take an ownership of what you're doing is wrong, and again, like, that's what this is about, man. It's about showing that. We're going to make you cringe about your little stereotypes that you think we are in front of a TV camera or in front of a radio or wherever. And then we're going to flip it upside down and we're going to say, hey, you know, not so much, you know, where it turns from them being thieves to vigilantes, from them doing bad to try to combat the bad. And I think as the story progresses, you're going to start to see that these kids are trying to get away from things. They're trying to get away from a town they feel is bad for their lives. But I think you're going to see in the long run that, you know, community is everything. And
so,
and that,
you, be
you know, your community is everything.
That's the key.
So,
will you be in future episodes?
Do what?
Will you be in future episodes?
You know, I am in only the fourth episode, but there's definitely, you know, it hasn't been officially green-lighted for a second season yet. But there's definitely big, yeah, there's definitely big talks in proceeding that way.
Here's your chance. Go out there and, you know, let the relatives know, tune in and support it. You know what I mean? Because that's what they're going to go for, is those views. So relatives, tune in.
Yeah, definitely tune in. Get you a Hulu account. If you're outside the U.S. and you're listening, get you a Disney Plus Star Channel account. And definitely support it by streaming it, sharing it, commenting on the Reservation Dogs Facebook and their Instagram. Go follow that. And just champion for the show. You know, at the end of the day, the more good things that are said about the show, the more things that are going to be possible in the future. Sterling Harjo already got green-lighted for a new movie on Netflix called Res Ball. And Sydney Freeland is going to be the main director. Sterling Harjo will be the writer. And LeBron James is actually producing and throwing the funding towards the project. And it's insane right now. I mean, what's going to be going on? And, you know, Rutherford Falls is out there on Peacock right now. That's another great indigenous show. Molly from Denali, a cartoon show on PBS, is another amazing show. We're starting to break that glass ceiling that, you know, we've been under for so long. And, with Greasy Fry Bread, we're going to bring that stereotype right in there, man, and we're gonna fucking embrace it. You know what I mean? Whoa.
Oh, damn. That's the Men in Black, you see? Oh, my God.
That's crazy, ain't it? So, yeah, you know, the Greasy Fry Bread, you know, song was produced by Chemical and mixed and mastered by me. And, you know, it's an FX Disney-owned record. But, you know, spin that joint and, get you some Greasy
awesome,
Fry
man.
Bread going. My people, and get you some tacos.
That's great, man. Here we go. We got this.
Hey, la, hey, la. Baby girl, hey, yeah. What's happening already?
Put it different color.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's my other favorite song now. Gee, this is great, man.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, brother, you
already know, Danny Corey. You already know what I'm thinking. You and your B-boy suit, doing your raps, you know, because Sin Daddy. Danny Corey's been on one. Okay, you know, I've spoke to you about, you know, who he is and what Taino Radio is. And he's also a professional wrestler. On top of, you know, a DJ. He wears many hats, but he's been very influenced by the guests that have visited Taino Radio. And he recently came to me and he's like, yo, he's like, I want to rap, you know. And this is, you know, B-boy. You know, so I already imagined you, Santa Corey, in your B-boy suit and stand, getting it, you know?
Oh, man. This is the icing of the cake, this show, man. This is it. I'm getting this energy and, wow. Thank you so much,
that's
bro. Thank you so much for
inspiring. For having me, man.
Oh, bro, you know what? Before you leave, if you got a minute, have there's a woman on the line. Her name is Deborah. She's from Michigan. She has a question for you. We have some callers on the line. You got a second to answer? Okay, Deborah, I know you've been on hold. So I'm going to put you in 3 seconds. You'll be live.
The whole show, 1-0.
Deborah, you there?
Hello?
Yep, the whole show. Deborah.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
That's wrong.
Yeah,
Daniel,
wrong name.
Oh, my God. I changed your name.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. So my question is, the way you're speaking out to the youth and everything you went through, your personal experiences, how do you feel you can relate to other cultures, other religions throughout America and other states? Do you feel that you have a connection with everybody out where you can speak out to other people throughout the country?
Oh, yes. That's a good question. Of course. My story isn't just selective to indigenous people's issues. You know, again, a lot of my issues that I came up with, you know, a lot of my friends that I came up with, you know, are a very diverse group of humans. And not only were there indigenous children that I grew up with, but, you know, the black community there, Mexican community, white kids and white friends and family. So my story is inclusive to everybody. It's just inclusive. And my story is definitely relatable to anybody that dealt with, you know, a possible alcoholic father, a hardworking, two-jobbed mother, maybe helping raise a siblings. I had a baby sister I had to help raise too. You know, my story is about trying to be the best father you can be, and that has nothing to do with being indigenous. That's just being a good human. And
the reason I bring that up to you is because I ran into you through your little funny videos, where, you know, TikTok videos and stuff, and I started following you and seeing your music and reading about, you know, your whole background and everything. And I think it's really cool because when I look at you, I don't look at it as an indigenous person from Oklahoma or you're from where your current city is right now. I look to you as, you know, over here in Michigan, like someone from Southwest Detroit, you know, Mexican, somebody struggling, anything, because you give that, you know, that look and that vibe off as somebody from my city to the point where I feel I can relate to you. You know, we all have struggles no matter where it is from the world, what races. I'm adapted into the Muslim, the Hispanic culture, all that. And, you know, I'm just a white girl from Dearborn, Michigan. But I do relate to a lot of what you're going through, getting clean, being there for my kids, you know, seeing the world how it is now and what we can give to our youth. And I look up to you a lot for that, and that's pretty cool what you're doing. And I see that if you really do look out to it, you can embrace and reach out to a lot of people in this generation in our community, because there's so many people that look to, you know, these celebrities and don't even know their background, or some of them don't even have a background. They became famous. So it's pretty cool when you can relate to somebody that's on the same level as you, went through the same problems, and see someone where you don't have to be religious or spiritual. You don't have to go to rehab. You don't have to go to counseling. You don't have to be told what to do. You can be yourself, get your strength, and get clean, sober, live healthy, and be there for your family. Because I see so many of our youth, our generation, falling victim to that, where they don't feel they have a way out. They don't have nobody to look up to. So I see you reaching out to the community a whole lot. And I think it's really cool what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, that's kind of the point that I try to make. You know, my kids are, you know, my kids are a quarter white. I'm half white. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, they're attacking the world as individual humans themselves. And, you know, I'm here to just be that person that's trying to just set a good example for my kids. And if other people see that and they take that as a good energy in witnessing something like that, then, you know, if one person comes out of that with a good outcome, then, you know, I've done my job as setting an example, you know. So,
and you're doing a good job at it, because there's so many of us that we cannot relate to what we see on TV, and we need role models that are just like us. And I myself went through your issues where I struggled and I didn't seek out, you know, religion. I'm surrounded by, like I said, a whole different types of spiritual religious people that try to push on what they believe I should do with my life. But I just look towards my kids and try to slowly work on all my issues. And finding you, looking up to you with that, like I said, that's cool. And if you could just please reach out to our youth and let them know, because it's just so twisted nowadays. They got the wrong idea about race, religion, what you should be, what you shouldn't be. And so much of the music nowadays is just giving them the wrong message. And your music is like clean cut. You're humble. You show where you come from. You speak the truth. You are a real human being that I see a bright future ahead of you. And I I pray that you can honestly reach out to our kids and our youth. And, you know, you've been a good inspiration, and keep everything going.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But
well, you've been an inspiration too, you caller. You're inspiration too, because we need to show each other more support. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, race is racism. Let's be correct about that. You know, and if we want to get down to being transparent and decolonizing, I mean, decolonization is required by every so-called race, you know?
Yep,
so,
you have to be a person for a person.
Exactly. See the spirit in them, because that's our, you know, that is who we are. We are spirits in a body. And I'm just trying to return to Creator's touch, that original touch, for anything that touched me. Or anyone, you know, Creator touched me.
Yep.
So, you know, thank you too. I mean, that was, wow, that was great. That was very, shit, I'm inspired.
Well, thank you. I was inspired, so I'm just speaking out to that, because, like I said, there's just so much on the media. There's so much going on in life. The kids are not seeing the positivity. I'm raising two young girls, and I'm trying to put that old school but new school in them, because it's kind of hard to balance it. And at the same time, not push religion on them, but at the same time, teach them right for wrong and what you see. Don't follow. Be yourself. Be you. And be a better person. And I just want to see more people, because I'm an old soul, and I've seen a lot of good people in the worst parts of the world and the worst parts of their situation. I saw the good in people, and I saw people on their high horse, had everything going, and they're the most evilest people I've seen. And I just want the world to know that we got to focus on what's right and what's good, and that's it. Not no bad stuff. Not, you know, picking on each other. You know, be yourself. Be happy. Do what makes you happy, and be a positive role model in this world. Be good. Period. It's simple as that. Be a good person.
Stay tuned in. That's what Indigenous Power Hour activism is all about. It's about, you know, I'm not with what mainstream is doing, and I care none about that. What I care about is, what are you doing to grow your nation? What are you doing to better yourself?
Yeah,
you know,
you got to make a change with these kids.
Yes, join us again and get some more of that inspiration, because that's always brilliant. And I love Sinjati's, his energy, and his warrior spirit and his medicine. You know what
and
I mean?
And he can relate, relate to 2021, the people, how we are now. I mean, he's tatted up, and if someone look at him, they'd be like, oh, my God, no, he's trouble. But when you get to know somebody beyond what they are, you know, that's cool, because he carries 2021 flow with an old spirit and the rights, and he was able to get clean and still be in the industry, still rap, still do his thing, and not have to fall victim of, well, I got to party and I got to do this. No, I'm going to be me, but I'm going to live a good, clean life, and I'm going to enjoy it. And that's one thing, especially with everything in these streets with these kids and these drugs and not understanding how everything is in the world. You know what I'm saying? Just him doing what he's doing is a good inspiration, because he's being himself but also living the life. Like, you can do both. You don't got to get high. You don't got to do this. You don't got to fall victim. You can be yourself. You don't got to do what somebody else tells you. You can be yourself. You can be clean. And that's my biggest inspiration for him, that he got clean on his own and still made it in life and making it in the industry right now and doing him.
I appreciate
it. People respect him for that.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Great job. Great job. Well, I'd like to thank
you. Yeah, man.
Being
I appreciate
on the show. This
man.
Is great.
It was cool.
Wow, this is awesome. Well, I got one final song for everyone. This is an old school song. Bringing it back to the day when they used to say respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, any final words you want to share with everyone?
Blessings times a million, trillion, thousand, and all the youth out there that are listening right now, you're tuning in, or even if you're just somebody raising your kids, pretty much just never give up. There's going to be hard times. We're all going to go through those. Just know that it's just creating the human you're going to be, and that that human's going to be stronger because of whatever you're going through now. So just know that there is a tomorrow, and if you work for it, it can be a better tomorrow, you know. So that's all I want to say. I appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you very much. And blessings times a million, trillion, thousand, y'all.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. And once again, thank you, 4-1, Indy 4-1, for being every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Being a great guest. Awesome.
Gratitude to both of you, because this is you know, this is a great example as well, you know, with solidarity. We've got three tribes represented right now. You know, and I'm not feeling any male dominance, or, you know what I mean? I'm feeling respected. I'm feeling, you know, proud of both of you gentlemen and this platform, Taino Nation, as well as your tribe and mine. You know, I'm feeling very, you know, blessed right now. And thank you both, you know.
Awesome,
Mado.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to spin this record for all of you who are listening. Thank you all. Peace out, man.